6:30, we're going to call our zoning case, public hearing on zoning case 2024-01MA to order here. John, you want to give us a little rundown?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll go ahead and pull up the PowerPoint here. Just bear with me real quick. Sorry about that. Okay. So, case 2024-01MA. Subject property at 5050 East Galbraith Road, Building B, which is the, as shown on the screen, the east easternmost building of the property, located in OO office. And the request is the addition of a fourth wall sign on the East Galbraith Road elevation. And I have a picture of the sign here. So proposed at 24 inches tall, 2 feet by 154 feet wide. So when the building was originally built, it was under case 2003-17Z, and in that case it allowed for wall signage that conforms to the zoning resolution. So for each office building, 1.5 square foot of sign surface area shall be permitted for each foot of building frontage. Measured along the primary point of access, two signs are permitted per building up to a maximum of 100 square feet total sign surface area. You know, originally the plan was not to have four tenants in the space. That was not originally proposed. That has transpired. There is now space A, space A2, space B, which is the subject of this case, and then space C. So for, this is currently, this is currently the signage that is present. So Dreyer, this was approved from a major, from a major adjustment case which in 2019 for 9.3 square feet. And then Kurtzman was approved in 2011 at 26.62 square feet. And then Kenwood Complete Dentistry was approved at 16.66 square feet in Suite C. And so the proposal for concierge medicine for Suite B, the subject of this case, is a proposed sign at 25.66 square feet. And then again, space B, there is a shared vestibule here for space B and space C. And then the Zoning Commission recommended approval of the major adjustment to the PUD that would allow a fourth wall sign for Suite B with a maximum of 26 square feet with the following conditions. Unless amended in this case, the conditions from case 2003-17Z, the originating case, and 2019-15MA shall remain in full force and effect. Two, a comprehensive wall sign plan shall be approved to provide max sizes and placement areas denoted by rectangles on the plan for the wall signs of Suite A, A2, B, and C, known as the wall sign plan of 2024, which is the picture that was presented with the boxes. Three, the wall sign plan of 2024 shall include the following conditions. A, the plan would not only apply to Building B. The plan would only apply to Building B. B, each tenant may only have one wall sign. C, all signs use the boxing method based by height to determine the wall sign square footage. And D, the max size dimensions apply to the replacement of a wall sign or a new wall sign. So, With that, are there any questions?
I do have a question. Is the space B, which is the tenant's space that we're looking at,
correct,
are they occupying that full space B? I couldn't really tell because on the one document that came through to us had an odd blue line through the middle of it, so I wasn't sure if they were taking that entire space B or if they were taking half of it.
Yes, it is. The proposal was to occupy the entire space,
and we did issue a
zoning certificate for an interior finish tenant change.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. What would be the max total allowed for the whole building according to the code?
So the code reads max of 100 square feet total signed surface area from the initially approved case of 2003-17Z. And that is at 0.5 square feet of signed surface for each foot of building frontage. And the building frontage is at 154.5 feet for building B along Galbraith.
About 77 square feet.
Correct. So 77 altogether, correct.
My only question would be space A and A2, you know, what if they do that to space C later on? Somebody splits that, then are they going to come in and want a fifth sign? And if we keep giving the signs every time space is split, and end up with signs all over the place.
Correctly, we're currently maxed out on the 77,000 square feet. Does that sound right? That we're currently the signs as currently represented are maxed out at the
77 square feet.
Are maxed out at the 77 square feet.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other questions for John? The applicant's here. If you want to step up and just give us your name and address for the record, that'd be great.
Sure. My name is Jeff Baumgarth. I'm with Myers Cooper Company, 9301 Montgomery Road. We're the developer of the property. Just to clarify, the current signs do not meet the maximum 77 square feet right now. The current signs are 9.3 square feet, 26 and 16. They don't total the 77. We're not there yet. As staff pointed out, as you can see from the floor plan, the building was originally designed to have three tenant spaces, and space A and A2 were divided to create four tenant spaces. It's been occupied by four tenants pretty much since a year after it was built. Space B has always been occupied by a tenant that didn't need an exterior sign. It was a business that it was either an office that didn't need signage, or it was an auxiliary office for a tenant that already had a sign on another building. So now that the space has been rented to Concierge Medicine, there is obviously a need for a fourth business sign on the front of the building. You'll note from the depiction that it's, you know, an unlighted white vinyl letter sign, very tasteful, just like the other signs on the building. There's really no opportunity to further subdivide the building because of the way the lobbies work. There's just not an entrance that could be used for further subdivision of the building without creating bowling alley spaces that are not attractive for any kind of a tenant. So really four is the maximum that we're ever going to have at this building. That's really about all I have to say. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. We have the tenant here if you have any questions about their business, but it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? There are no questions. We will close. Anybody else wish to speak to this before we?
Unless you have questions, I'm happy to answer questions if you have them.
Okay. No questions. We will close the public hearing and take this up in our regular meeting. Thank you.
Call to the order, the lighting district hearing, the public comments on the Kugler Mill and Wilton Lighting District renewal. Do we have anybody signed up for public comment?
We do not.
Trustees, do you have anything to add? We have a motion to adjourn the hearing?
You got to close it.
Okay. We'll close the public comment without any public comment.
There you go.
And that's the meeting. Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Call to order the second lighting district hearing. This one's for the Charter Oak Lighting District renewal. Do we have anybody signed up for public comment?
We do not.
Okay, on that, I will close public comment. Trustees, do you have any comments?
No.
No.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Call our regular scheduled meeting to order. Members, you please rise for invocation. Let us see by trustee.
Tonight's invocation is from Bethel Baptist Temple. Heavenly Father, we gather here today to perform the functions related to governing the people of Sycamore Township. We ask that you would be present here this evening to guide our discussion, to give us wisdom and discretion, and to allow us to accomplish your will with one accord. We ask your blessing not only on this meeting, but on the people of Sycamore Township. It's in your name we pray.
Amen. Everybody, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Dieters, we note that all three trustees are present. First item on the agenda is the approval of our public hearing on April 16th. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion?
Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Schweigman.
Aye.
Mr. Weedman.
Aye.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from our trustee meeting on April 16th. We have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Ms. Schweigman.
Aye.
Mr. Weedman.
Aye.
Next item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any? No public comments. Okay. Sheriff Patrol report.
Nothing really to report other than we started filling the detail for the festival in the summertime, so hopefully we'll same deputy that filled the Kenwood Town Center is filling that detail.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
He'll be filled with police.
Do you have any luck yet?
Oh, he's got plenty of luck. So he's got a lot of the guys that worked last year. They'll be familiar with it. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know we have competing festivals with Sims Township and Sycamore on the same night, so we're trying to secure the best.
Let's prioritize what we need to do.
Yeah, we'll, get it. We'll get it taken care of. But other than that, I know we've been hearing the news about a rash of car break-ins in the area.
Yep.
We pulled the numbers here, and we only had 9 car break-ins for the month of April. So
okay.
It's up slightly from last year at this time frame, but nothing like some of the other communities around us have been experiencing.
Okay, great. Any questions?
Are most of those in cars that are just left open, or are they actually breaking into?
From when talking to the other jurisdictions, it's probably split 50-50. I know some of the cars here have been, rear windows have been broken out to try and gain access into them, but like I said, it's a crime opportunity to go around and check my door handles. I know we got a lot of Ring cameras that they go out and check, and they see these guys just go up and just simply check door handles, and it takes just a second. So, you know, it's important to keep those doors locked, you know, and that can prevent a lot of the issues from happening.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Chief.
Good evening. I had the opportunity to meet with the part-time fire inspector that we'd like to get on board to hire. His name's Mike Florio. He's a good friend of Steve's, and he retired from City of Cincinnati. He's very, very knowledgeable in the fire inspection field and a super nice guy. And he's very eager to work, and he wants to give us all the time that we can let him. So yeah,
Chief, where did he retire from?
Cincinnati.
Okay.
He'll be putting in, I believe, a little more hours than Joe was. When Joe was working 2 days a week, so I think we'll get more out of him. He's very knowledgeable in the fire inspection field, so he'll be a good asset to us.
When's he looking to start?
Tomorrow.
Wow. There you have
it. If you pass it.
I think
okay.
We can do that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, planning and zoning. John, you're up.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. So there is a public nuisance, and I'll let Kevin kind of take the lead on that.
So we have a public nuisance at 11987 Fourth Avenue. It's a junk vehicle in the front yard. It's a cited at 302.8, which is our code for that, for the junk vehicle. And then the day the complaint came through on 4/17/2024. It's owner occupied. There was no letter of violation sent because this is a frequent flyer, and basically we just it's a frequent flyer, and we received quite a few of verbal complaints about this property with the car in the front yard. So we decided to take it straight to public nuisance just basically give them 14 days to remove the car instead of 35 days that it would take to doing the violation letter, going for 21, and then we would have to give them another 14 after it's passed by you guys. So we think that 14 will be a sufficient amount of days to remove the car from the front yard.
It's not plated, correct?
It has no plate on it. Yes.
Bless you.
So,
are the tires flat or is the grass just high?
The grass is basically up over the tires.
Got it. Okay.
So they just, I guess they don't know weed eater.
Got it.
Okay.
And then there also, Greg has the physical copy of the resolution pertaining to case 2024-01-MA, which has the recommendation with conditions from Zoning Commission.
You want to read that, John?
Sure. It's not part of the... could I get the physical packet, Greg?
I'll read it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Resolution approving major adjustment for an improved planned unit development for Concierge Medicine of Cincinnati Sycamore Executive Center located at 5050 East Galbraith Road, Building B, and dispensing with the second reading with the following conditions as recommended by Zoning Commission. And they are that the major adjustment to the PUD would allow a fourth wall sign and sweep.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong case, brother.
Can we go back to the, like, can we wrap up the junk resolution before we go to the zoning?
I thought we were doing zoning.
Well, we got to.
All right.
I have the resolution here if you want to read it.
I jumped the guy. That's my bad. I have a resolution providing for the removal of a junk vehicle and the proper disposal, storage, or impoundment of the motor vehicle for the property located at 119874th Avenue, Sycamore Township, Ohio 45249 by implementing the procedure set forth in Sycamore Township Resolution number 2012-14 and sections 505173, 50585, and 505871 of the Ohio Revised Code. This is for a junk vehicle, an unknown make. It's a Toyota Camry Gray, unknown year. Toyota Camry Gray, the unknown, and it's an unknown plate, and the address is 119874th Avenue.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Mr. Schweigman.
Aye.
Mr. Weidman.
Aye.
Okay. Now you can go to that next resolution if you care to.
I got you. I'll read this one more time. Resolution approving a major adjustment for an approved planned unit development for Concierge Medicine of Cincinnati Sycamore Executive Center located at 5050 East Galbraith Road, Building B, and dispensing with the second reading. And the conditions attached to this by the Zoning Commission were a major adjustment to the PUD would allow for a fourth wall sign for Suite B with a maximum of 26 square feet. Unless amended in this case, the conditions from cases 2003-17Z and 2019-15MA shall remain in full force and effect. Comprehensive wall sign plan shall be approved to provide maximum sizes and placement areas for wall signs of suites A, A2, B, and C. And then the wall sign plan of 2024 shall include the following conditions. The plan would only apply to Building B. Each tenant may only have one wall sign. All signs use the boxing method, which is base times height to determine wall sign square footage. The max size dimensions apply to a replacement of a wall sign or a new wall sign.
Okay. We have a motion.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Did we say that was, what's the square footage again? 26?
26. I would like, on those conditions, so it says staff recommends approving major adjustment with 26 square feet. My only problem with that is that puts us over the 77 is totally allowed. For my calculations, it can only be 24.4, so I would like to make that a maximum 24 square feet, so it does not exceed the 77 square feet. It keeps it consistent with the other signs on the building.
So we have a motion.
So you want to move it from 26 to 26
was, 26 was max, wasn't it?
Correct.
Maximum 26, yeah.
Okay. So all you're doing is defining the specific. Changing the 26, you want to change 26 to 24.4?
Yeah. Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I mean, I'm amenable to that. I'm not sure that I'm going to die in the hill over.
Okay.
I can second that. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Okay, John.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Ms. Schweigman.
Aye.
Ms. Salim.
Aye.
I will adjust the exhibit.
Okay.
Type it. I'll just make a note that the signature page stays the same.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, roads maintenance and recreation. Stevie.
Good evening. I'd like to give an update on the Bob Meyer Playground. The excavation for the playground began this week by Township Forces. Installation is scheduled to begin next week, weather permitting. The expected opening is early June. The township was awarded a $36,449 grant for the Ohio EPA H2 Ohio Rivers Initiative Chloride Reduction Grant. This is to purchase a mobile brine tank with application equipment and 7 air and surface temperature systems for our snow trucks. This equipment will be used to help prevent over application of salt on our roads and will reduce runoff into streams, rivers, and lakes. Only 22 jurisdictions were selected out of the 260 applications from across the state.
That's excellent. We were only, one of two?
One of two in Hamilton
wow.
County.
That's great.
Really Southwest Ohio. We had the county engineer reach out to us along with some other neighboring municipalities asking us what did we have in our grant application and the
Never
city
tell.
Of Cincinnati. Yeah, so I'd like to thank my staff, Mike Gould, mechanic Jamie Gooch, and our foreman Mark Homan for helping compile that grant. Yep. And with that being said, I would like to request a motion from the board for the township administrator to execute the Ohio EPA H2 Ohio Rivers Initiative Chloride Reduction Grant Agreement. This agreement was reviewed and approved by Katie.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Ms. Schweigman.
Aye.
Ms. Salim.
Aye.
A couple miscellaneous announcements. I would like to remind our residents of the upcoming events. The Spring Compost Giveaway will be held this Saturday, May 11th from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Hartsel United Methodist Church. That's at 8999 Applewood Drive.
We will. Steve, on that, did we advertise that we were not going to allow
large vehicles? Yes. Because we had guys called them. Semis were actually coming in and wanting the compost. So that's why we had to cancel it in the fall because we didn't have enough compost available. But yeah, so we reduce that, and our staff will assist the community with loading the compost. We had a couple of our senior residents call and ask, they're getting their gardens together, so
good.
We would have staff, so we will have staff to assist.
Okay.
Yep. that's all I have on the announcements. For more information about our upcoming events, you can find those on the township website. I have one resolution tonight.
Okay.
This is for a resolution authorizing a contract for the Kenwood Road improvements and dispensing with a second reading. As a reminder, this is the SORDA project where we received 90% funding from SORDA, 10% match from the township. This project, the low bid was Elita Construction at $4,256,485.59.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, Stevie, when do we anticipate that's going to actually start?
We have pre-construction meetings set up. Conveniently, when I'm on vacation, Mr. Gould will handle that. He was all gung-ho to get that going. I would suspect midsummer.
So we think residents will start to see some activity midsummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we should have a more definitive schedule after the
pre-construction. After the pre-con meeting. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Ms. Wegman.
Aye.
Mr. Weedman.
Aye.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Law Director report, Katie.
Nothing from the Law Director's office.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Okay. Administrator report. Mr. Bickford.
We'll see if I can get this in the right order. Probably. Start with POs. We've got a whole bunch tonight. We've got our allotment of taxes in, so we have to pay off our revenue bonds, etc. But I'll start with two township POs. First is a blanket vendor for the roads department for utilities for $5,000. The second one is for Bobcat Enterprise Incorporated. This is a Bobcat compact truck loader for $83,808.45. And I think this was done prior to my arrival, so Mr. Rudolph has assured me this was a state bid project. So those are two for the township. The other ones are U.S. Bank, $210,725.00. This is for tax increment revenue notes that are due. This is not township funds. These are TIF dollars that get passed through to the pay off the various debts. If you recall, a month ago we did the school payments. Mm-hmm. This is now the payment of the debt. So these are not funds that were otherwise entitled to the township. Second one is for Pacewell 2 LLC, $96,565.22. These are PACE bond assessments for 7450 Keller Road, the nursing home facility. I did have to correct myself. I did have a third one for the township. Blanket vendor, $16,000 for our state auditing charges. As you know, we are in an audit year this year, so unfortunately you have to pay for that service. Pacewell 3 LLC, $57,153.90. Assessment for 11500 North Lake Drive. Again, another PACE project. U.S. Bank, $50,337.50. This is for the TriHealth Garage 2014 General Obligation Bond Payment. U.S. Bank, again, $105,850.00. This is for the Township's 2016 Various Purpose Refunding Bonds. So that built several projects, including part of the Montgomery Road Utility Underground project from back in the day. And the last one is U.S. Bank, $51,118.03. This is a PACE special assessment for 7727 Kenwood Road, which would be part of the Spire building.
Okay.
It's all purchase orders.
Motion to accept the purchase orders.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Mr. Schweigman.
Aye.
Aye.
That's all I have from that side of the house. Now we can move on to the resolutions for your street lighting districts. I have a resolution renewing the Coogler Mill Wilton Lighting District and dispensing with the second reading.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Mr. Schweigman.
Aye.
Mr. Weedman.
Aye.
I have a resolution dispensing with the Charter Oak. I'm sorry, I have a resolution renewing. I have trouble today.
That'd be a surprise, yeah. Though.
A resolution renewing the Charter Oak Lighting District and dispensing with the second reading.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellum.
Aye.
Mr. Schwegman.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
A note on both those, the cost per linear foot went down approximately 50%. They've got their LED lights installed, so now the efficiency of the LED lights, despite the higher fuel cost, still reduces their assessment.
That's great.
And you will be seeing that one again in 5 years. I think all lighting districts now are on a five-year cycle. So we'll be seeing lighting districts more often. Final resolution is, I'll explain it a little bit before I read it. As you recall, there was an apartment complex approved on Grooms Road by zoning, I think it was last year, maybe even earlier this year. One of the things we've always talked about that area, it's never really developed. It's always been underdeveloped. So I would like the board to consider putting a community reinvestment area on top of it to hopefully contribute to future growth of that particular area. A CRA is simply up to 15 years of tax abatement based upon what the new construction is, and it goes up to 75%. It's our feeling that by doing that in this area, we'll get some new investment beyond those apartments. So this particular resolution, just all it does is creates a district. The board still has to approve any individual exemptions that would apply to the area, but this just puts the incentive out there maybe to get development kickstarted. So that being said, a resolution implementing sections 3735.65 through 3735.70 of the Higher Revised Code establishing and describing the boundaries of a community reinvestment area in the township, designate a housing officer to administer the program, and creating a community reinvestment housing council and a tax incentive review council and related authorizations.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Schwegman.
Aye.
Sweetman.
Aye.
And you will recall that we do already have a tax incentive review council. However, this will be in addition to that. You may recall that Aspire is actually in a CRA. That is a county CRA. This is our first CRA that we're doing. Changing the Higher Revised Code now allows us directly to approve these types of developments without having to go through the county, which, as we remember from the last one, provided to be a challenge.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay. Any questions? Fiscal Officer report, Mr. Dieters.
Yeah, for cash receipts, we had $10,355,977.11. Disbursements of $6,062,607.25. A complete listing of the cash receipts and disbursements is available in the packet.
We have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Mr. Schwegman.
Aye.
Mr. Weedman.
Aye. Okay, next item on the agenda is trustee comments. Who would like to proceed?
Wow, it's been busy since we were last all together. We had the National Day of Prayer last week, and we had, I know I and my family took advantage of the first yoga in the park. We participated in the trash bash and the brush chipping, all very favorite programs here in the township. I know that we saw lots of residents out taking advantage of those programs as well. So looking forward to a busy spring and summer coming up. So thanks to all those folks at the township that make those programs possible for our residents. They are favorites, and I think in the upcoming newsletter, you will see some stats and the results of those programs. So thanks to all on the team that make those possible. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Tracy?
I would like to echo that. I'd like to thank Steve and his crew for the great job they do on all those services. I also like to thank you and Mike and your crew for a great job on getting the grants. One of 22 in the state, that's pretty impressive. You guys do a great job. I'd like to thank you for that. And apologize for missing the day of prayer, my favorite event that we do all year. I was out of town. I understand it was nice and sunny and hot.
It was hot.
We thank you for organizing that along with Beth. They did a great job. And I don't have anything additional. I'd like to get a motion to adjourn into executive session as permitted by Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G1 to consider the employment, dismissal, discipline, or compensation of one or more public employees and to adjourn into executive session as permitted by Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G2 to consider the disposition of property, and to adjourn into executive session as permitted by Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22G8 to consider confidential information relating to specific business strategy and to discuss negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums?
Aye.
Ms. Schwegman?
Aye.
Mr. Lieben?
Aye. Okay, we need Greg. Okay, we are back from executive session at 8:55. Is there any more business? Roll call. Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Here.
Ms. Schwegman.
Present.
Mr. Lieben.
Present. Is there any, if there's any other business?
I do have a resolution for your consideration. I have a resolution setting the rate of pay for a newly hired township employee.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Mr. Dieters.
Mr. Kellums.
Aye.
Ms. Schwegman.
Aye.
Mr. Lieben.
Aye. Is there any other business? If not, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 8:56.
Well, Jimmy, I think it's fine.